This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, and also to our new affiliates down in the Caribbean at the St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands, at San Juan in Puerto Rico, and at Nassau in the Bahamas. And we welcome all of you aboard. Now, we give a special shout-out, as always, to our military and men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, and to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And we never forget all those that are working on the third watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, along with our Uber, Lyft, and our taxi and bus drivers, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us on the weekend edition of the Captain's America radio show is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And to start things out, Kyle, it appears that this Ukraine stuff and the whistleblower activity that we're hearing about is starting to really get some traction across the United States. And before we comment about this, I'm going to play Joe Biden in his own words, talking about what he did in the Ukraine when his son was involved in getting $1 billion in a loan, loan guarantees and all this stuff. Now, here we go. Anytime. Well, let's see. Wouldn't you know, it doesn't want to play. Okay. All right. Well, for some reason, it doesn't want to play. But what was going on was Joe Biden bragged again this week at the Foreign Relations Council on Foreign Relations gathering about how he threatened to pull $1 billion in loan guarantees from the Ukraine if it didn't immediately fire the prosecutor going after his son.
That's right. And that was something that Joe Biden had talked about. And, of course, the idea being, you know, that if you're bragging about something like that, hey, look, I got this prosecutor fired. All we know is that they were looking into possible issues with Hunter Biden. And we don't know that he was involved in any corruption as yet. But that's how the story goes, that he got this prosecutor fired. The prosecutor might also have not wanted to do certain other things that would have also been in the interest of the United States. But the important part about the whole thing there, Captain, is that, of course, Joe Biden was operating as the point person for the Obama administration at that time. And so it's interesting to find out if that was unscrupulous or not, or how that all that's going to play out. But if President Trump says to the president of Ukraine that that particular investigation would be of interest to the rest of the American people, then there doesn't seem to be any kind of a national security problem with that, nor does there seem to be any quid pro quo that we know of at this point.
Well, then you had Rudy Giuliani and Chris Cuomo getting into it, and the conversation that went on there was rather heated, and Rudy got on there, and Chris asked him, he says, well, you investigated the vice president, you asked questions, and you this and that, and he said, no, it wasn't about the vice president, it was about the actions that were taken by the Ukrainian government. So Cuomo tried to twist his words on him. He came back and he said, oh, see, you just admitted that it was Joe Biden you were going after. He said, no, it was about the actions the government took pertaining to Joe Biden. It wasn't Joe Biden we were asking questions about.
Well, remember, the whole idea by many in the media as a result of this story coming out over the last 24 to 48 hours is to create another frenzy, to create another sort of rush to judgment on things. So you have all kinds of different, talking heads and pundits talking about, well, this could be an impeachable offense. I mean, this could rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. And of course they want to get that kind of story out there because they're desperately seeking something to go after President Trump and try to justify some kind of impeachment. Now, what the president should be doing at this point is seriously considering releasing the transcript of this call. These calls are recorded or transcribed.
Yes, they are.
Exactly. And so in order to quell this, President Trump can put that transcript out. We have information late at this hour tonight that those transcripts just very well may show that there was no quid pro quo. If there was a quid pro quo, that could be another story for the president. But at this point, it looks like he could put this fire out.
Well, it's always appropriate for the president of the United States to talk to world leaders about anything he wants to talk about. And the issue is not per se the fact that he had a conversation with somebody. The issue is one that, in my opinion, shouldn't even be there, because we do know that Joe Biden did step in and did threaten this prosecutor to get rid of they wanted him to get rid of this prosecutor because he was investigating the son for the money he got based on the influence of the father. And hold that thought, because when we come back, we'll have more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Weekend edition in progress.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast across the overnight radio hours. And let's not forget the fact that we are here doing what we're doing, and we certainly hope that you are here doing what you're doing too, because it's a beautiful night in the neighborhood, and my weather here is not too shabby at all, I might admit. Not too shabby at all. Now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us, and hey Kyle, what's the weather like where you're at?
Well, you know, it's cooling down here in Southern California. We've got some clouds in the
sky. Springtime, huh?
Well, it's better than we've had a lot of high heat, but I got to tell you, it's nothing compared to what people are going through in different parts of the nation, and especially down in Houston.
Yeah. All right, hold on. We got a caller. Now, I believe this is Professor Ian. What's up there, Ian?
Well, I got a couple comments and a question, and I'm going to say them and then hang up. The first thing is, I agree with what the professor's saying. It's just another pretext that they're ginning up the opposition forces to try to hang around Trump. I don't think he has to release anything. He doesn't have to account for his conversations to anybody, but I want to reach out and pat myself on the back because nobody else is going to do it. If you remember, back in 2016 when I called, and 2017 when he was the president-elect, I said Obama was never going to go away. I was right about that. And I said that Trump is going to be under constant surveillance, and I was right about that. The White House is nothing but a giant military base. This proves this thing with this Joe Biden Ukrainian thing. He's under surveillance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I think he should have got a food tester by now. Now, I'm serious, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This tells you the forces that we're up against are a lot stronger than what we think.
That's right.
And my comment and question, I'm going to hang up. I'm at the point now you guys might disagree with me, and this is fine. I'm at the point where I want to see an economic collapse and a revolution, because that's the only thing that's going to clean this rot out of here. It's clear the Republicans are not going to do anything. Trump is only one man fighting with his hands tied, surrounded by enemies, even within his own camp. And my question is, you're having this tour to save the nation or against the left or whatever you call it.
Yep, the war against America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I don't mean to be alarmist. Are you going to have security? Because you're going to have it in St. Pete, one of them, your local rally. St. Pete is a hotbed of radicalism, I'll have you know.
I do know that.
I would. Yeah, well, it is.
Mm-hmm, I do.
And you guys need to think about having security with these maniacs out here, because they're getting crazier by the day, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, you guys are moderate to center-right conservatives. You're not a hard right like I am. And they don't make any distinction, you know?
Yeah,
so I would just think about security if I was you guys.
We are. Okay, thanks, Ian. Now, he's talking about our event coming up in November when we have Dennis Prager and Hugh Hewitt and Mike Gallagher over to Palladium in St. Pete. And, yes, of course, there'll be security there, both uniformed and plain clothes. There was at every other event that we've had, even in Tampa. So that takes care of that. But what do you think about what he said about the other there, Kyle?
Yeah, well, yeah, very interesting. You know, it's unfortunate that because the way that things are going, that you start to kind of see, you know, is there really going to be a real turnaround in things? And I think that what's happening with the Democrats right now, of course, obviously they're trying desperately to get power any way that they can, but I think the American people, especially those who went to the polls by the millions and elected Donald Trump, if they send the same message this next go around, it will greatly affect the Democrats' ability to do more damage, as it were. But he's right. Trump is only one man. But if we all kind of stand together and we all resend that message collectively, I think we have a much, much better chance. But make no mistake, the deep state has been exposed. It's been, you know, the curtain's been drawn back on that thing.
Yeah.
And I think so many people are, to use a catchphrase of the day, are woke to that now, and they really understand, hey, wait
well,
a minute. You know,
when Ian was talking about what he was talking about back in 2016 and 17, I was echoing the same term, tune, and I still am, that Valerie Jarrett was going to set up shop in the Obama's house, which she did in the basement, the lower area, to run a PAC, a political action committee from there, and to wage a war, if you will, against Donald Trump and the conservatives, and Van Jones also, another hard right, he's actually a communist and admits that he is, individual, or hard left, sorry, okay. Individual, and he is also running his PAC, and between the two of them, they're the ones that are out there that are stoking the fires, including the one with Antifa that George Soros is dumping a bunch of money into that group, and it is the radicals of the radicals. They realize that Donald Trump and the people that are supporting him, the 63 or 4 million or whatever it is, do not want fundamental changes to our government. We do not want to see socialism. We certainly don't want to see communism. And nobody's going to take anybody's guns away from them. Oh, and by the way, Beto chimed in with his stuff again. Let's see. He was yelling with, not yelling, but he was talking to Chuckie Schumer. And the reporter said to him, I think they asked him, he said, Chuck Schumer says nobody supports your ideas. And then Beto fired back. He says, okay, ask Chuck Schumer what he's been able to get done. We still don't have background checks. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is he talking about? Of course we do. I know. Every time you go to buy a gun, even if you have a concealed carry permit, they're still going to run a check on you. You're damn right we have background checks. I mean, this guy is lying to the people. Either that, or maybe he just doesn't know.
Well, yeah, that would probably be the best construction, but I do think he's more or less lying to people because it's so obvious in our society that if, you know, if you want to walk into a store and buy a gun,
well,
it's going to be a background.
Wait till you hear this one. He came out and he said, they just did a poll in Texas and 49% of the Texans in the whole state of Texas support a mandatory buyback. Really? No, they don't.
No.
You know where the poll was done?
Where's that?
Austin, Texas, at the University of Texas.
Yeah, and
Austin, Texas.
Yeah, a lot more liberal elements coming into that area.
Exactly. Very. It was done in one place, one specific group at the University of Texas, and 49% agreed with a state buyback of guns, and he's using that as a basis for his poll. He needs to get out and go around Texas and find out the folks there don't like him.
Right. Well, yeah, the kind of stuff that he says, and again, the blatant authoritarianism is just on display. We're going to come get your
gun. Oh, yeah.
You know, or we're going to modify your diet. And another Andrew Yangism today, and which was you shouldn't have a car. Now, you know, car ownership is bad.
Yeah, they're going to buy back cars, and we're all going to ride on public transportation.
Yeah, exactly.
I talked about that yesterday afternoon on the radio show it was on.
Yeah, well,
how ridiculous is that?
Yeah, well, you know, Bernie Sanders might like that because it might be more like the Soviet Union used to be, where, you know, to have a car was a real luxury completely, and it wasn't that great a car to begin with, you know. But no, trying to fundamentally change everything so that you have people who, again, can exercise authoritarianism is just wrong. And, you know, it's not all that different, Captain, than it would have been back in the days of 1776 when everything was on the line. Look, are we going to have a free country or not?
Yeah, and by the way, for you people on the weekend that don't hear me during the week, you can always go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, and in particular, listen to the podcast on Tuesdays, because in hour number 4 on Tuesdays, I have author Kathy Chamberlain, who comes on my program, and we talk about her book, Rules for Deplorables, which specifically talks about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, what it is that they're doing, and what we can do to fight back. And it's been a 13-week program that we've been doing initially. We're on chapter number 7 coming up this week, chapter number 7, just about halfway through what we're doing. We're going to do a complete revamp at the end of it in the 14th week. But here's the thing, folks. You need to understand the enemy and what they're doing to be able to fight back. And we can't just sit here and go, oh, they don't really mean it. Oh, we don't need to worry. We got the numbers. No. You can't take anything for granted anymore, can you?
No. These people are serious as a heart attack. I mean, they're absolutely 100%. You know, I think you've got some true believers who sort of follow some of these leaders, as it were.
Yep.
But at the very top, I think the leaders understand that, you know, they're foisting something on the American people to get power. They're not the true believers who have some altruistic notion that everything will live in harmony at that point. You know, they just want the power.
All right. Hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch all across the country. And a special shout-out to our listeners in Denver listening to us on AM 710 KNUS Mile High. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a report from Texas, the remnants of former Hurricane Imelda continue moving slowly inland after dropping an already staggering 40 inches of rain in southeast Texas. Reagan Baker, the Jefferson County Deputy Sheriff, had this to say.
And the people we're rescuing saying they have more water now in their houses than they did during Harvey.
Three people have already died from Imelda, and over 500 were rescued from its floodwaters in the last 36 hours in one county alone. Imelda, which made landfall as a tropical storm near Freeport, could bring 3 to 10 inches of rain in the overnight, according to the National Weather Service. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 fell 14.72 to 29.92. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 159 points to 29.935. And the NASDAQ lost 65 points to 81.17. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're suffering from nagging pain and maybe you got muscle aches and cramps and all that sort of stuff, and you don't really know how to get rid of it, you tried to leave the Bufferin, you've been taking stuff for months or even years, and it just doesn't seem to cut it, let me suggest to you the Relief Factor program, because I take that, and I've been taking it for about 3.5 years, and I've got arthritis, and arthritis gets very painful sometimes. But what I do is I have a regimen. I'm taking it twice a day, once in the morning with breakfast, once in the afternoon, early evening with my supper, and it works for me. Now, if I have something where I really start to feel the pain, the results of arthritis, I take a third pack, and that definitely cuts it, and I'm good to go. Now, you can try the 1995 3-week quick start and see what it does for you, because at the end of 3 weeks, you will most certainly know whether or not this is going to work for you or not. So, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Try the 1995 3-week quick start plan, and 75% right now of the people that buy it stay on it. It's that simple. So I wish you well. relieffactor.com/captain. Let me know how it works out for you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The
the presidential candidate, Cory Booker, who I think has got lower percentage points than Amy Klobuchar now, I think. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. He was on the campus of USC the other day. And Joan Miller, a female USC doctorate candidate, was there. And she gave Cory a little lecture about, let's see, her preferred pronouns. Listen to this.
Hi, good morning, Senator. My name is Joan Miller. I am a doctoral candidate at USC. I study empathy as communication.
Wow.
My pronouns are she, her, hers. And yesterday we talked a lot about individual responsibility to change behavior like veganism, water waste, and plastic straw bans, all of which initiatives disproportionately affect disabled people and poor people. Besides a carbon tax and these individual responsibilities, how can we shift the responsibility to incentivize corporations and high waste industries to change their behavior around climate change?
Wow. Did you understand what she just said and the way she said it? How do we change their behavior?
Well, sure. Yeah, because, again, you know, it's how do you impose behavior? Now, the old saying is if you don't like something, you tax it a lot, that kind of thing. But generally speaking, the climate change thing goes way beyond, because all of this kind of ties in one way or another, I'm sure, with the idea of a Green New Deal, where, of course, you know, people aren't going to be able to fly in an airplane. They're not going to be able to, have what they want in terms of energy and so forth because of climate change. And whatever the climate's doing, they can always say, that's because of you bad people out there who are driving cars and SUVs and stuff like that. And it's always coming down like that. And, of course, then the idea is how do we then, as she was saying, incentivize to change the behavior of corporations. If these are the kinds of things that absolutely destroy jobs, destroy the economy, all based on something that we don't really understand or know, but yet somehow if we give up everything and not everybody else around the world, well, it'll all be okay, I guess. But, you know, we'll have to see. I don't think it would be.
Now, the president met yesterday with the military leaders, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the Secretary of Defense, and they talked about different things that they could do with Saudi Arabia and against Iran and whatnot. And one of the things that came out of that meeting was immediately ordering several hundred troops with specialties over into the region, not just Saudi Arabia, but into the region. Now, some of these folks will be running Patriot missile batteries because, obviously, there was some sort of problem with the system. The Saudis should have been able to pick up what was coming at them. I've been told all sorts of things as to why they didn't. For example, the THAAD system was shut down, number one. Or number two, the THAAD system was pointed in the wrong direction. Don't know, but we'll find out more as the days and weeks come along. But to send over specialty people that work with radar, that work with sonar, that work with the Patriot missile batteries for further defense purposes, as well as there's been some repositioning. That's all the only way I'll describe it. There's been some repositioning of some key assets in the region to include our aircraft carrier battle group to make it more accessible towards striking anything in Iran.
Exactly right. And one of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff wouldn't actually confirm the exact number of forces.
Of course not.
Yeah, and so that's obviously a good thing. So the enemy has to keep guessing. How much are we moving? How many is it really going to be? That kind of thing. And, of course, at the same time, a non-military measure that the president is taking against Iran is to toughen the sanctions on Iran's central bank. And so this will go further to hurt the Iranian economy, thereby the Iranian government, which is subjugating the people there, of course, as we speak. And so this may also be another good way of really squeezing the Iranian government. And of course, Iran continues to deny that they attacked the Saudi oil facilities. To which I would say, well then who who fired the missiles. I mean, come on.
We already know where the missiles were fired from. We already have proven beyond any shadow of a doubt, which will be presented in the United Nations sometime next week. We already have the video, the audio, the whole nine yards of watching these missiles taking off from where they took off at the military base in Iran, and then flew in an opposite direction and actually came over Kuwaiti oil space, or I'm sorry, airspace, Kuwaiti airspace at treetop level to actually fly into Saudi Arabia.
Exactly right. And when you think about, Captain, exactly what the Iranian government, the radicals there, really want to accomplish, it is absolutely catastrophic. They want to go after Israel. They also want to go after others in the Middle East to spread their own hegemony across the region. This has always been what they've wanted to do, and they have absolutely no compunction to do it.
Now, very quickly, the United States has agreed with El Salvador to help make that a safe haven for migrants trying to come in and seek asylum. They'll be able to have a better place and more guarantees in El Salvador. We're not hearing Mexico involved in this. You got about 30 seconds.
Well, you see, again, the thing is, if you're trying to escape persecution and so forth, you get to a safe place, you are safe.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to travel 1,000 miles mm-hmm. or something to get to the U.S. border.
Now, here's something I know is going to bring a tear to your eyes, so let's hear this.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time, so I'm going to end my presidential campaign, continue my work as mayor of New York City, and I'm going to keep speaking up for working people and for a Democratic Party that stands for working people. And I'll just say this. I talked to a lot of folks, including a lot of labor union members, who really don't feel the Democratic Party has their back right now, and that's a lot of the story of 2016, I think. Democrats not being clear, strong for working people. A lot of working people stayed home. Some of them even drifted away.
Well, part of the reason is because all the taxes they keep talking about, levying on the top 1% of this, that, and the other, people have sat there and said, wait a minute, that's not who's going to get taxed. We're going to get taxed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so.
And the unions, when they start talking about some of the things they talk about there, it's going to hurt the unions, like getting rid of their health insurance. They don't want to hear that.
Well, of course not. Yeah, so poor Bill de Blasio, you know, say it isn't so. He's much too entertaining.
Boo hoo, wah wah.
Yeah.
And by the way, the people in New York don't want him as mayor anymore. They'd vote him out if they could vote for him, have an election today. They would vote him out.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're mad two different ways at him. A, for what you're talking about, and B, for running out on the campaign trail and not being in New York to do his job in the first place.
And police and fire don't have any respect for him at all because of what he's done to them.
That's right. They turned their backs on him,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Yep, because what you're not hearing about is while the police are getting water and this, that, and the other dumped on him, so isn't the fire department.
Yes. I mean, how terrible is this in this day and age in the United States of America, Captain?
Yeah, and who's to say it's water that's being dumped on them sometimes? But anyway, we'll let you go, and we will talk to you again on Monday morning, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and catch his program, KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angiopram is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a four and a quarter cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right peep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle, he's Rooster Cruising, ain't nothing wrong with his radio. Well, speaking of radio, I was listening on the amateur radio frequencies last night for a little while, and I heard some conversations over there in the Beaumont, Texas area, and boy, they are still rescuing people, high water rescues, people in vehicles, people in houses. This is probably a flood that's much worse than what they had a few years ago. And it's just devastation over there in terms of water damage that you can't even begin to imagine. Now, the severe storms and heavy rain has now moved further up into the plains. Also, it's cooler tonight out in the west in the Rockies, and we're getting mountain snow, our first snow of the season out there in places like Wyoming and Montana in the higher elevations and Colorado. So, oh boy, here we go, right? And a cold front combining with Imelda, the remnants of it, will produce severe storms with large to very large hail, damaging winds, and heavy rains across the central plains into the middle Mississippi Valley. Now, storms may also develop into the upper Midwest, mountain snow in the north and central Rockies, and widespread cooler than normal temperatures will follow the front's passage. Now, let's take a look at where all this rain is at the moment. You still got flood watches and warnings big time from Houston all the way over to Beaumont and right there in the southwestern corner along I, and this is all along I-10 too, folks. So keep in mind, and I'm advising the coast-to-coast guys running back and forth, if you don't need to be down on 10 and going through Houston, stay up on I-20, come through Dallas, and come over to U.S. 49 and go down that way to get down to I-10 and head on into Florida if that's where you're going. You'll be a lot better off. Now, the rain right now tonight is in the eastern part of Kansas and the north-central part of Missouri and the southeastern part of Iowa and the western part of Illinois, with some rain moving into the Chicago area. Then you've got rain up in the northeastern part of Wisconsin, way, way, way up in the upper peninsula of Michigan, and that's where the rain is at tonight, all from this Imelda system that has now found its way all the way up that far. Now, you're not going to get anything like what they've gotten down there in the Beaumont area, 43 inches of rain in 72 hours. That's 5 inches an hour plus for 3 days straight, not letting up. Imagine that in your backyard. Now, we do have some bad weather tonight, some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings up in the northern central part of Nebraska tonight. Al's, you might be seeing some of that bad weather up there in your vicinity. Up in South Dakota, halfway across South Dakota, the storms are moving to the east. And then up in North Dakota, you've got heavy thunderstorms and severe thunderstorm watches and warnings through most of the central and the northern eastern part of North Dakota, with some flood warnings up along the Canadian border. And in the western part of Minnesota tonight, closing in on the Twin Cities and may already be there, you've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, and you've got heavy rain and flood watches and warnings in the northern part of Minnesota along the Canadian border as well. Now, again, as I said, you've got snow tonight in Wyoming, the western part of Wyoming. You've got snow in the southwestern corner of Montana tonight. And some very cold temperatures west and north of Denver with the possibility of some snow there tonight as well. California, out there in the central northern part of California, you've got some unsettled weather conditions for a system that's moved in there. So be advised that that could make life miserable for you as well. Now, up in Michigan tonight, you've got scattered rain across the central and western part of Maine. Rain out over Lake Michigan, which is going to be moving somewhere. Don't know where the somewhere is, but if it's following the track of Imelda, it could be going up into Canada during today, which is where a lot of this rain is going to go. Now, that is the Truckers Highway and Byway report for you tonight, so be careful out there in the highways. And remember, turn around, don't drown. Don't get out there in that water, especially if you're over there in East Texas and think you're just going to drive right on through it. I've seen water move semi-trucks. I've seen water move semi-trucks before when they just park them and let them sit on the road waiting to see what's going to happen. So don't get caught in that mess. Now, don't forget your pilot in Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. The pilots, the used-to-be pilots, which were the old rush in there, hand them the comm check, get yourself a cup of coffee or a soda, bag of chips and a hot dog, and out the door you go. Now you get in these new pilot travel centers, you're liable to find an Arby's or a Chester's Chicken or a Dairy Queen or a Denny's or a McDonald's or a Pizza Hut, a Subway, could be a Taco Bell, Wendy's, full-service Cinnabon, could be a Huddle House, could be a Moe's Southwest Grill, and even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, because Dunkin' Donuts has got a menu for breakfast, lunch, and dinner now, if you didn't know that. So there you go. But Flying J, don't need to tell you about that. Everybody knows about the Flying J's. It's been out there on the road for any length of time. So there you go. That's what you got going on. Pilot and Flying J. Pilot, the travel centers, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And remember to always tell them the captain sent you. And to our friends that are listening to us tonight up there in Georgia, you got the radio on in there. We appreciate you very much. Thank you very much. And to Nelson, who stops by and gets his free cup of coffee because he's smart enough to know how to do that and go in there and tell him, oh, you got the captain show on and all that stuff, because I think he's the one that got it started in there, to be honest with you. But that's okay. It's all fine. I don't care how they do it. And to everybody that's listening, whether you're a trucker or not, just pull in there at the pilot and Flying J, see what they have to offer. Who knows? You might don't have to be a trucker to get a cup of coffee or whatever. And by the way, if you buy one of those mugs, remember, those are refillable. You go in there, and it's like a refill when you want to fill it back up again. Now, coming up in the next hour, we've got a lot of things coming your way. We may or may not have Ron Edwards on tonight. He wasn't feeling good the other night, and that's why he wasn't on Thursday. But he told me he was going to give it a try tonight, and we'll see what happens. So if he's back, he's back. If not, we'll move ahead full speed. Damn the torpedoes, because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. And remember, here on the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, it's all about we the people. We the people. And we are the bosses of applesauce. They work for us. We don't work for them. Remember that. Remember that as we roll along. All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear. So we're going to take the break. Top of the hour. Hour number two will be right around the corner. You are listening to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.